שלום לכם. Can't leave a better line. Shalom lechem is a good line, right? Let's get with it. Let's look at a piece of the parsha, and I think from that piece of the parsha, we can further explore Elul and some of our issues with Elul. Basically, I'd like to address the idea that I had a conversation last night with somebody who was very disturbed about something. And as a result, they were feeling very miwash, a sense of hopelessness in terms of their situation, in terms of tshuva, in terms of their kesher to the Borei Olam. And this is really a response to that. Very small, I mean, there's much more to be said, but I think this is a response to that. Pasuk says, let's not get freaked out. V'chiye be'ish chet mishpat moves v'hu mas v'saliso sola eitz. Talking about a person here who was executed, this week's parsha, was executed for his sins. L'halacha, it's for a person, God forbid, curses. Klapei Mala, or an Ovid Avodah Zarah, he's executed. He's given skila. Then the din is v'saliso sola eitz. We take a pole and ram it into the ground, and we hang the person on it for just an instant, really. As one person ties his lifeless body onto this. To this eitz, the other person takes him off of the eitz, and so that immediately he's brought down. What's the purpose of this? It says the chinuch v'od nomar ki adin ha tliya kedel ha gebia ha nidon lefarsimo lein kol v'gambir osam esek skifas ha eitz ukshiras ha nidon olav tikanes yira v'pachad beliba. It's meant to benefit the tzibur. It's meant to benefit the tzibur. The people realize the severity of these particular sins. And they'll make sure to be very, very distant from them. And perhaps it benefits the individual as well. We know that all yisurim, sufferings, mechaper, cleanses. But immediately the pasuk, right? Pasuk afterwards says, "Lo soli nivlas ala eitz ki kavosik v'renu bayoma hu ki kirlas elokim talui lo setamei setameis ad mascha asher Hashem elokecha nosin achol nachalo." Take him down immediately. This is the makor also that a person should not, unless it's kovod hameis for one reason or another, that it always needs a halachic decision, right? Right. A person needs to. To immediately bury the one who is nifter. We don't keep them unburied, certainly not overnight, unless there's a significant reason for that person's kavod. Says the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, upon this pasuk, ki kilas elokim talui. This is something we've spoken about quite a bit. Amar Rav Meir, b'shar she'odam itztayr shechina ma loshon omeres. When an odam b'Yisrael is b'tzar, what does the Shechina say? Kolani miroshi, kolani mizroi. I feel weakness in my head. The Shechina says, I feel weakness in my head. Kolani mizroi, I feel weakness in my arm. Im kein hamakom mitztayr al daman shel rishayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the word, feels this way, koviyochol, about the blood that's shed of a rasha who was nidon lemisa. Shenishbach kal v'chomer al daman shel tzadikim, certainly for the dam of the tzadikim. And this is true also on a smaller level as well. Suffering, that's what he said. She'odam mitztayer. Here we're talking about somebody who's actually killed. There's the pasuk, "Kilas elokim talui." What does it mean, "Kilas elokim talui"? As long as that person there is in a state of suffering, he's a state of it's very, very difficult time for the soul after death has come upon and separated the soul from the body. The soul is very uncomfortable. It's used to being with the body. There's no greater kesher in the world than the kesher between a soul and what we call it, and the body that carried that soul. It's like the relationship between a husband and wife. And it's greater. There is no greater connection. There is no greater connection. And so the soul is very discomforted. You know, why aren't I inside? Why can't I get inside? Can't. It's a very difficult time. Very difficult time. So the person is a bit tsar. And so too, when a person's alive, sometimes he's a bit tsar. What does the Shekhinah say? Kalani miroshi ki kalani mizroi. Feel weak. Amar Rabbi Meir in the Gemara. Says the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos. Amar Rabbi Meir, Bisha, etc. Kach Amar Akosov, Shebemisas Zehachote, Yesh Churban Hametzius. With the death of this sinner, there is a destruction of Metzius. Now, if we're talking about eradicating evil, it's eradicated. It's great. Let's make a party. There is a churban of Metzius. Well, haniach also b'chaim ein tov. You can't leave him alive because he sinned and he deserves to be punished. Yet, on the other hand, it's a destruction of incredible Metzius, of incredible reality. V'yimzeh omer ha-mechuyav misa kol shekim ishe neharag naki. And says the Rambam, certainly this is true of a person was not executed because of his crimes, but he is killed through other means. Kolani Mizroi, Kolani Miroshi, Kolani Mizroi. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, the Gam Yochid, Al Tzaro. The Nefesh HaChaim is addressing the idea of Imo Anochi B'Tzara, the relationship between the Shekhinah and Kavod Yochol and Kal Yisrael. The Gavi Yochid Al Tzaro Af Im Ein Chil Hashem. That's when the Jewish people, Rebbe Tzaro, the Jewish people are in Golos. The Jewish people are being abused. The Jewish people are being murdered. It's a Chil Hashem. Okay, where is you? Like the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, who is that God? Where is your God? No, why isn't doing something for you? It's a Chil Hashem. It's very painful. But even when there is no Chil Hashem per se, because it's an individual. An individual is suffering. One person is suffering. One person feels pain. Pain doesn't have to be physical pain. Pain can be spiritual pain. Dama yochid atzara afim ein chil Hashem badover, says the Nefesh HaChaim. Yesh mokom gamkin levakesh lefonav yizbarach al godel atzara shel mala bizman sha'odam shori b'tzara lemata. We have to know, we can mevakesh, Rabbon Shalom, how much longer can you take it? Shechina, how long can you, Shechina HaKadosha, take the pain? Habrachmanis, have mercy on your holy Shechina, because the Shechina suffers with the Klal, and the Shechina suffers with every single individual Jew. So the Nefesh HaChaim, Kim Amorim Zal, and he quotes our Gemara from Rabbi Meir, with a Mishnah from Rabbi Meir, the Adam Mitztayer. Ubechazis, in the Medrash Chazis, it says, "Pavosik ani sheinav libi er tamasi." Right, Klaisel is referred to as tamasi, like ta'om masi ma ta'omim halalu im choshash echa berosho chaveru margish keinamer hakadosh baruch im wanochi betzara. When a Jew suffers, koviyachol the Shechina suffers. It makes no difference why the Jew is suffering. It's necessary sometimes. It's necessary to use a needle to pull out a thorn. It's necessary to pull the arm to put it back into place after it's been dislocated. These are all painful experiences that might be necessary, but nonetheless, the Shechina suffers. This person was put to death because, as the Rambam says, it's not good that he stay alive. It's appropriate that he be put to death, and nonetheless, the Shechina suffers. And a person, when a person feels pain over something that they may have done wrong, it might be necessary as part of the tshuva process. But it's not optimal to be tzar, because the Shechina suffers. It's necessary. But it's not preferred. But there is no other way. The Saliso Asala Eitz. And yet, Lo Sali Nevlaso. Bury him immediately. Mashakosav Kalanimi Roshi continues in Nefesh HaChaim. Kalanimi Zroi. Why Dafka? My head, my daf, my arm. It's a reference to the tefillin shel rosh and the tefillin shel yad. Chazal tell us. The Gemara in Brachos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tefillin. And just as our tefillin have within it the parshas that speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's providence, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's showing the Jewish people as being unique through showing that providence in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So too in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin. That's what's with our tefillin. In his tefillin, Mika Amcha Yisrael, Sukim, Parshios, to talk about the greatness of the Jewish people. When a Jew is mitzar, it's hard for him to be mitafked, it's hard for him to function properly. It might be necessary. Treatment is necessary sometimes in order to heal, but it makes it very difficult to be functional. Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizroi. Is that understood? I hope it's understood. The pain might be necessary, but nonetheless, there are what they refer to in Hebrew, Tofot Levi. There are side effects, which are not preferred. A step further. Says the Sifsei Kohen. Here in these psukim, because of od al derech sod ha'ibur, kodav yichal ki lo yasi elokim nefesh, v'chashav v'chshavos levilti nidach v'menu nidach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always interested in the betterment of the person. He reaches tikkun, even if it requires sending him back again, begilgul neshamos, that his soul shall return again. Kadei shelo la'acher gzeirosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva shelo la'alino ki kol od shelo nikbar lo yizgalgal. Even if the person needs, his soul needs to come back. We're talking about this person who was executed because of a terrible sin. And it's conceivable, right, that his misa is a kapara, he beats head said fidui. But in order for him to enjoy perhaps the highest levels of the Olam Emes, he might need to come back again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't delay us. Quickly. Send my ta'om. Send my twin, Kovi Yochol. Bury him in the ground again so he can return to the journey, so he can reach the highest levels of connection. The Zohar teaches us that Eov, you know, all that he suffered, was a Gilgal of Terach. Tech the Tshuva, Chazal tell us. But in order to reach the highest planes, he could have gone to, you know, to Olma Emes, but the highest planes, he needed to come back again. So he came back as Eov and experienced everything he experienced as Eov. I'm not saying any of this is easy. I've said this endless amount of times. I'm not proverbing Tzidkus. I'm not so stupid, right? I'm not so fatuous. I'm not so self-centered. Or maybe I am. But whatever. At least, hopefully I'm not that stupid. I know it's not easy. Kosh Baruch Hu says, bury him quickly. It was necessary for him to be put up. Perhaps it's part of the process for himself. And as the Chinuch taught us, for the sake of the Tzibur, they should realize the severity of the sin that he committed. But, and now immediately bury him. So you can reach his peace. Be it now, or if he needs to come back again. So he has to start on his journey quickly. Don't delay him. Pain, suffering, the Shekhinah is with us. He inflicted it, right, because it was necessary. And yet he suffers with us. The Shekhinah suffers with us. That's the Parsha. Elul. Talked about this before. Hakadmonim nasnu siman. Arye sha'ag milo yira. Pasuk in Amos. If a lion shall roar, who will not fear? Arye Rosh Tevos Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Moshana Rabbah. The four stations of Din. Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Moshana Rabbah. It's the time of year. Sometimes we're paralyzed with fear. We fall into an action. There's no hope for me. He, Chalila, hates me. He, Chalila, will punish me. He will, Chalila, abandon me. And if I've been suffering, that just proves the point. He hates me. Doesn't that prove it? It's been a hard year. It's been a hard year. It's been a hard 2 years. It's been a hard while. For some, more than for others. Everybody to one degree or another, but for some really more than others. It's very hard to shake that feeling. I've been suffering. It shows he hates me. What could I possibly do now? I'm sort of ambivalent. On one hand, you know, don't hit me again, don't hit me again, don't hit me again. So I got to do it. On the other hand, how's it going to help? How's it going to help? He obviously doesn't care for me. He obviously sees me. He obviously sees me in the stance of someone who needs to be punished. He separated himself from me. There is no love. It's not true. Just as we saw in the Parsha, let's see it here as well. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, when he's explaining why is there no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Yontif. V'shelohayu korin Hallel over Rosh Hashanah v'lom Kippurim l'fi shehem yimei avod v'hachnol pachad u'mora me'Hashem yizbarach v'menu mivrach u'manos e'lov. Mivrach u'manos e'lov. Days of fear, mora, mehashem yizbarach, v'yir mimenu, awe and fear from before him, umivrach, fleeing, running, right, a love towards him. In other words, the fear is not meant to generate fleeing from him, but fleeing towards him. The fear in this case is meant as a word to unsettle us from our complacency, to cause us to restructure our worldview. And then where we run, not away from him, towards him. We say every day in davening, at the end of Hodu, Aniva chastacha batachti. Yageli bibishwasecha. Shira la Hashem ki gomal alai. That's the end of Hodu. Immediately after that, it says, Mizmor l'sod, ha'ril Hashem kol oretz, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, bol fanom b'rana, du ki Hashem hu elokim, hu asadnu velo anachnu amo v'tzon mariso. The closure of Hodu is Yageli b'yishu asecha, ha'shir l'Hashem k'yumal alai. And then immediately, the perek in Tilim, Gimel that we say, the perek Mizmor l'sod, kuf, we say, "Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, both and over nana. Du ki Hashem hu Elokim hu asonu v'lo anachnu momet somarisom." Says the Medrash on Yageli b'Yishu Asecha. Omer be'avo, ze echad min amikros hakoshim. This is a difficult pasuk. Difficult in that you have to come to grips with this. Who is Yageli b'Yishu Asecha? Your salvation of me or your salvation, Borei Olam? To extract the Shechina from its tzar is to extract Klal Yisrael from its tzar, is to bring Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. It doesn't say we rejoice in our Yeshua, rejoice in your Yeshua. Your Yeshua is our Yeshua. Why? Because Imo Anochi B'tzara. All the pain may be necessary, and we don't always understand why the pain is necessary, but we trust Him, we rely upon Him. Is it easy? It's not easy. But He suffers with us. And when the need for that suffering comes to an end, His Yeshua is our Yeshua. Our Yeshua is His Yeshua. Says the Al-Sheikh, and du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim hu asonu v'lo anachnu amo v'tzomri so. Du'u, no, ki Hashem, Hashem yudkei vavkei, associated with Midas HaRachamim. Hu Elokim, He is the one who is Mashiach upon us, but Midas HaDin. That's the way Hashem runs the world. He tempers the din with Rachamim, but it is Midas HaDin. It's tempered with Rachamim. Again, tempered Rachamim doesn't mean it's a freebie. You're okay, I'm okay, it's California. Makes no difference what you do. God forbid. A person who thinks like that has been mevater, as it were, has negated the purpose of his existence. He's Merachim. There's something called tshuva. There's something called paying a price a small piece at a time rather than one fell swoop. There's the opportunity to think after one has done an action and the ramifications are not immediate. So that one can... We can't, that was a bad thing to do, it was a mistake. Rather than, bang, the minute the sin is done, the person disappears. Like a mosquito flying into one of those ultraviolet zappers. It says the Al-Sheikh, Du ki Hashem Elokim, hu asanu. Du ki Hashem hu Elokim, lomar midas hadin shi'imachem, du ki rachemim gdolim hu. Hashem hu Elokim. So do you hear this? You hear this? We've finished Hodu when we daven every day. I know I have bitochen in your ultimate chesed. Yageli bi b'shuasecha. I will rejoice in your Yeshua. Because your Yeshua is my Yeshua. My Yeshua is your Yeshua. Because you're imo anochi b'tzar. You're with me in my tzar. And then to qualify that, what do we say? Du'u, we say in the next parak, Mizmor l'Sod, Ril Hashem Kolorets, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, b'simcha no less, Bolufon b'nono, Du'u ki Hashem Elokim. That even if you experience the pain of Midas Adin, Du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim, Midas HaRachamim hu Elokim, Hu asanu v'lo anachnu amo v'tzon mariso, He made us, He knows what's best for us. Not easy. But these are the facts. And in conclusion of that, says Sfasemes, V'lo anachnu amo v'tzon mariso. V'lo anachnu amo v'tzon mariso. It's a Korean exiv. V'lo anachnu amo v'tzon mariso. The degree to which, says the Sfasemes, that we stop focusing on a very narrow view of the world which revolves around just me, myself, and I. my immediate good, my immediate discomfort, my what you know, it's just, I'm in the center of the universe, it's an egocentric universe. The degree to which we extract ourselves from that low anachno, lamed aleph, we stop being that parochial, short-sighted, egocentric view of self and the universe. To that degree, we become low anachno, lamed vav, we become to Him. Attach ourselves to Him. So even in the context of pain, we know He's with us. Even in the context of pain, we know that everything He does is for the best. Does it hurt? Of course it hurts. But let's try and keep our head straight as best as we can under the circumstances. And for those of us who are going through difficult times, our tefillos go out to you. What can I say? Our tefillos go out to you. Hashem should strengthen you. Hashem should end your tzar. Misha omo lo lomo die. Yomo le tzarosvenu die, like Yaakov Avinu told the Shvatim as they went down that last time towards Mitzrayim, and he thought that this is reaching perhaps the climax of all of my suffering, or the nadir perhaps, the lowest point. They're taking Binyamin with them. Yosef is gone, Shimon is gone. I see that I've failed in my job description of raising the 12 tribes of Israel. Gehenna is open before me. Moshe Mabrachmanas, Kel Shakai should be with you, my children. Yisha Omer Lolomo die. The one who said die to the expansion of the world, because sometimes if the world expands too big, it's hard to find the end of the thread to be able to find our way home. So too also Yomer Letzorosai die, you should say enough to Tzoros. Tefillah. Continue. He's saying, "L'David Hashemori, Al titneni b'nefesh sarai ki komu v'yidei sheker v'hechamas. Don't allow me to fall into the hands of my enemies, those who have risen up against me. Eidei sheker, false witnesses. Those who, as it were, expectorate, breathe out evil and violence. Don't, please, don't give me over into their hands. Luli hamanti rosh v'tuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. If I hadn't believed Hashem, had bitochen in you, Hashem, that you're bringing me towards Eretz Chaim. Is it easy? No. But I'll keep on plugging at it. Kaveil Hashem chazak v'yamitz libechel kaveil Hashem. This is the scenario. I feel like I'm going to be given over into the hands of my enemies, who are called Eidei Sheker. Eidei Sheker, Eidei Sheker. Who are these Eidei Sheker? So Reb Nachman says, right, the Eidei Sheker are the ones of the Yetzer Hara who would say that there is no hope for me. Al titnei b'nefesh sarai ki kom v'yidei sheker v'yechamas. It's called a bris. We're partners with Hashem. Kaviyachol, He's our ta'om. Kaviyachol, He is our twin. Kaviyachol. When we are suffering, He suffers. Even if we're suffering as a result of our sins, He suffers. Even a person who is a Rosh who is put to death, the Shechina says, Kalani Migroshi, Kalani Mizroi. The Eidus HaBris, the Shnei Luchos HaBris, the Bris is a partnership, we're in it together. Those are Eidei Emes, but they're trying to rise up against me. Who? The Eidei Sheker. What do the Eidei Sheker say? Shnei luchos ein maskir mazarz misad bechol pam l'chval yisyayish atzol min arachamim. כי בשביל זה ניתנו שני לוחות העדות ביום הכיפורים שהוא איש רצון יום סליח ומחילה יום אחרון של 40 יום. ועדי שקר say I have no hope. And the 80 MS, the Luchos Abris, with which I have a partnership with Hashem, says, you have all the hope, because Hashem is with you. Even when you suffer, even when you are punished, He's with you, He's with you, He's with you. So I hope that this is helpful for all of us. And the degree to which we struggle to come to grips with this, says that the Vodrom Rat brings down the most famous, perhaps, of all our Mazantel, Anila Dodi, I am unto my beloved, Vidodi Li, and my beloved is to me, Rosh Hashanah. Slacha.